The Astros taking on the Mariners in Seattle. Ariel Miranda on the hill. George Springer at the plate. First batter of the game. First pitch of the game. Here's what happens.
With the first pitch to Springer, it's hit well deep to left center field. He's done it again. 4 leadoff home runs, 5 on the season. Springer continues to jump on the first pitch of the game, and it's 1-0 right away. Houston with the lead. See the infield in. Astros very aggressive, trying to cut off runners with the infield in.
It's a great pitcher's part.
1-1 to Dyson. That's lined into right field and caught by Reddick. Tagging from third and scoring is Ruiz. Sack fly for Gerard Dyson to give the Mariners a 3-2 lead. McCann off third. Gonzalez off second. Gurriel the runner at first.
In the air to right field. Shallow. Haniger comes on. He can't make the play. 3-run score. And the Astros have a 5-3 lead.
Chopper up the middle, past Pazos, and into center field for a base hit. Mariznick scores. Springer goes to second. A base hit and an RBI for Alex Bregman. 6-3 Astros.
In the air, center field playable. Jake Mariznick waits, and the Astros win their first road game of the season.
The Astros pound out 14 hits and move to a game over 500 as they take it 7-5. Joe Musgrove notches the win, allowing 3 runs in 5 1/3 frames. Astros manager A.J. Hinch spoke about the team's 7-5 win and getting back to a game over 500.
You know, we have a good offense. Obviously, we haven't gotten on track yet, but much better showing by our lineup, just in quality of the bats.
Have you seen the chopper that hit that high?
I don't know. Maybe old school turf, but I think it hit off the plate, which you don't see very often, but I'm glad it was on our side. We'll take it.
Tense was the night with Giles obviously having some control problems.
Yeah, you know, he hadn't pitched in a few days, and you know, he was gonna pitch no matter what, even if we extended our lead. But you know, he didn't find the strike zone very easily, and then obviously in the middle of their orders coming up, it's never comfortable. You know, I don't love the 30 pitches. Obviously, all is well that ends well. You know, but you know, he had to use up a lot of energy and a lot of pitches in a short outing.
How about Joe tonight?
Yeah, he did a good job. And, you know, he had one long inning and then the long layoff when we scored 4. You know, so I got the bullpen up pretty early, went to Harris earlier than I normally do. But he continues to throw the ball well. He can mix his pitches. He battles. He does everything that you ask. He had the one unfortunate inning where we threw the ball in the outfield to the second base, and Dyson showed why speed matters. But all in all, Joe had a really quality outing.
Joe Musgrove got the victory, allowing 3 runs in 5 1/3 frames. He spoke with the media after the game.
It's good to get back in the win column, and you know, for me to get my first W, you know, that's special. But you know, I didn't feel very, very good tonight. You know, although I threw, you know, some good strikes, I wasn't really throwing them where I wanted to, and wasn't able to sit the hitters up like I wanted to. You know, you might see it as, you know, getting ahead 0-1, but if I don't throw the pitch where I want to throw it, it kind of, you know, defeats the idea I had going into the at bat. You know. So I missed a lot, but I think a lot of the credit has to go to, you know, some of the other guys in here tonight. You know, Harris coming in on short notice there, kind of getting rushed and getting thrown into the game and, you know, keeping one of my runs off the board. And, you know, the offense, we're down 2 outs in the 6th and with no one on, and they find a way to get the bases loaded, and Gaddy puts a ball in play and, you know, all runs score. So that's definitely a big pressure off my back to go in with a 3-run lead as opposed to, you know, a tie ball game, so, or down one. But, you know, it was just a day where I had to kind of go out there and battle. You know, my stuff felt very good. I just wasn't able to command it. And I feel like I'm getting really close with the timing adjustment. You know, I feel like it's just a small tick in my delivery where I'm not timed up very well to repeat very well. So, you know, I'll take this as a building block, and, you know, I'm feeling one step closer. So
the ball just slip on the pickoff throw to second?
No, I had a changeup grip in my hand. And when I looked back, Altuve was breaking, and it looked like a good opportunity, like we might have had him. I didn't get my hips cleared all the way, so it was going to be a crossbody throw. And then that, along with trying to find a better grip to throw the ball to second base, just got away from me.
Yeah. You said your delivery is a tick off. Is that why your command was a little off?
Yeah, the past couple starts, I haven't really felt, you know, all that comfortable repeating my delivery, and that's something I'm usually really big on. You know, it's usually easy for me to flow out there in a game, and, you know, I haven't felt like that the past couple outings. So it's been more so me just going out and really battling and just trying to compete. And, you know, like tonight, just kind of hang in there and give, you know, try and keep us in the game long enough for our guys to put some runs on the board. And, you know, I was able to do that. But like I said, every outing I'm feeling a little bit closer and a little bit better every time. So I feel really good. And I feel once I hit my stride, it'll be a whole different picture.
Up next, the rubber game of the series is Wednesday. Mike Fiers on the hill for the Stros up against Giovanni Gallardo.